Oh my goodness, English, huh?
English.
You understand the English?
The English, yeah.
Oh, guter, guter.
Did you ever speak pig Latin with Baba?
Did I speak
pig Latin
with Baba?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't take that liberty unless it was for fun. But I'll tell you what.
Did you ever speak around the
No, when I read out to Baba,
yeah.
When I read out from books, whole books to Baba, Detective or Woodhouse or Rex Tout or Hobbits or a trilogy or whatever, I would change my voice because I would use different voices for different people.
You can do that.
Yeah. That's what Baba used to say. I enjoy it.
Like,
man's voice, woman's
yes.
voice.
Every action you can
The kind of woman. Or a girl, or a cockney, or a 70. Nero's voice was different. Archie's was different. Buddha's characters. So then, if there was pig Latin come in the text, then that's how I would say. But not to Baba. I wouldn't talk. We only talk Gujarati, coming down to it.
Really?
Baba. No, unless it was something we had to say in English, so somebody else who didn't know English shouldn't know. I don't remember. I don't remember. But on the whole,
yeah,
invariably, we spoke in Gujarati. Sometimes I said a little in Irani. That's the dialect, Persian.
That's not the same as Farsi?
No. It's the dialect of Persian. Like my mother knew Dari, which is the dialect. But my father knew Persian. High Persian, good Persian. So my father taught my mother Persian. And they were reading Shahnameh. They would read every evening. The Shahnameh is the history of Persia. And my mother and my father would sit in the evenings and read out from the Shahnameh. And when my mother was carrying me, they were in the midst of a story of Manija and Bejan. Manija was a princess, a Persian princess, and Bejan. This is a beautiful story. And they were in the midst of it when my mother had to go to the hospital with labor pains. And I was born. I also happened to be born on a new moon day. And moon is Chand in our language. And Chandan is a name, an old-fashioned name. And so our neighbors said to my mother, why don't you name her Chandan? As she was born on a new moon day. And my mother said, oh, no, that old-fashioned name? No. And my father said, well, we were reading about Manija, so why not name her Manija? And that's how I happened to be named. Because in Iranians, the Iranis don't have birth chart drawn, you know, horoscope and astrology and all that, as the Parsis do, which is they have adopted the Hindu custom, as they were long before us. In India. So then they tell you what alphabet your name should start with. Does it come M or S? We don't do that. So this was just deciding among them. So it became Manija, which is why I have the same initials, MSI, as Baba. Now, another thing, it took me some time to realize that the Westerners didn't quite understand what the second name stood for. Mehrwan Sheryar, Irani. They thought Sheryar was another name.
Because we have two names.
Yes, you have two names. But in India, we always have the father's name as the second name, unless you are married. If the girl is married, I mean, then she has her husband's name as the second name. But the boys always have the father's name, and the unmarried girls always have the father's name. So you see, Mehrwan Sheryar Irani, Jal Sheryar Irani, Behram Sheryar Irani, Adi Sheryar Irani, and Mani Sheryar Irani. But if I were married, then instead of Sheryar, I would have some other name.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes. I was telling Dara that today I will talk about father, because poor Eris has heard it so often. And now he's absent, you see, I can say. And it's happening naturally because you brought up the subject. First of all, my father, Baba's father, and my father, was the one living example I have seen of living Baba's message to be in the world but not of it. I've witnessed that, and truly how it should be, because he carried out his duties. He took up his responsibilities, of course, with a lot of help from mother, because father wasn't practical, worldly. My mother was very practical. So this is what I have seen. Like he did not neglect his duty when he had to marry. You know the whole story of how he got married and all that. And but at the same time, he was wholly in God. Never have I seen him not uttering the name of Yazdan, Yazdan. He wasn't a serious person. He had that Irani humor. I've seen him laugh, really shake with laughter. And when I used to see Baba laugh, it always reminded me of my father, because my father never made a sound too. He laughed silently. I would sit beside him and on his little bed, and suddenly, when I said little, I mean it was a low bed. And suddenly I would feel the bed shaking. And I'm wondering, why is the bed shaking? And I turn and look up at him and find he was pink in the face and shaking with silent laughter. You know? So, Baba has on several occasions, obviously apropos of nothing, just suddenly Baba has spoken of father, and this is the remark he has made. There is no match for father. There's none like father in the whole world. I mean, he made the circle with his finger. No comparison, no match. And then he would say, that's why I was born to him. That's why I chose him to be born. Also during the blue bus travels, when we were traveling all over India, way up in the north, or through the desert of Rajasthan, into the mountains of Khar. And so when we were in the bus, suddenly Baba would remark, you know, out of the blue as it were, he would say, see this desert we're crossing? My father walked all this on foot. Then when we were in the mountains, Baba once said, see all these mountains? Because it was very hard going, even by vehicle. See all this? All this. He made a comprehensive gesture. My father walked all that, looking for me, in search of me. It almost seemed as if that was one of the reasons why these places were traversed again by Baba, wherever father had walked. So just these little glimpses we would have when Baba would make a casual remark, very unexpectedly, and, you know, we'd be surprised to hear something like that. So, this is a real Baba story. You know, when my father came back, with the voice that said, go back into the world. What you seek, you will find in your son. Even then, he had not really consciously thought of doing that, but he turned back on that particular journey. He turned back, and he was coming along this side, in the south, towards the plateau, the Deccan. And then he thought, well, while I'm about it, I'll see my sister. I haven't seen her for years, not since I was a little boy. So he knew where she was, he found out, and he came and knocked on the door, and she opened the door. This was in Pune. And his sister's house was not very far from my grandmother's house, Golandun's. So he knocked on the door, and she opened the door. She couldn't first recognize her brother. Here was a strapping fellow of about 30 years old, and suddenly she realized. She said, Shahrukh. And there was so much embracing and tears from her side. You know, the Iranis are expressive people and emotional people, not reserved people. And oh, Shahrukh, come in, sit down. And "Oh, my brother, I didn't recognize you, how many years it has been." And then in the talk, he said, "Yes, but Peter, I have to go. I've only just dropped in just to see you." "Oh, no, 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 no. You cannot go. You must not go. How can you think of going? You must settle down. You must marry. I will not let you go." And this went on and on and on for some time, and my father wanted to put an end to it. So while they were talking, he turns his head and finds in the lane by their house a little girl is walking by, about 5 years old, and she has he still remembers, she's a little red nikazan and a little red ribbon in her hair, and she had her slate under her arm, and she was walking by. Now, that happened to be my mother, Golandun's little daughter. And where she was going was to some other Irani lady's house, which turns out to be Mehra's aunt. Mm-hmm. See the connection and the contacts that come? So she was going, we had no Montessori, John, in those days, no kindergartens. So, and yet you see, a mother is not able to discipline her child in the same way as someone, other aunt could do, as it were. So what they would do is send their little children to their neighbors or friends' places where they would learn the alphabet, they would learn the first stitches of sewing, they would learn to dust and all, and there were always the rewards. My mother, years later, would still remember the lovely breakfast of hot tea and crisp bread, which she would have at about 10 in the morning after the little lessons were done, after the little work was done, and she relished it so much. So anyway, he saw this little girl. My father saw this little girl go by, and he said, well, he made a very ridiculous proposition with the intention of putting an end to all this argument and putting an end to this whole thing. And he said, "All right, Piroja, if I marry, I marry that girl, or I don't marry at all." And he thought that was it. But Piroja was made of sterner stuff, you know. She just grasped that idea, and she ran to the little girl's mother, Golandun, my grandmother. And she fell on her knees, and she said, "Oh, Golandun," and she was weeping, and said, "Golandun, my life is in your hands. My happiness depends on you." And my grandmother said, "Piroja, what are you doing this? Why are you on your knees? Please get up. What is it?" "No, but you must say yes, you know. It all depends on you." "But of course I will say yes. What is it?" "And, you know, my brother has come back after years of wandering, and he says he will only marry your daughter or not anybody." "But yes, of course, Piroja. You say yes, 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 of course. You shouldn't weep like that. Get up, for heaven's sake." Now, in those days, those were the days when a word given was never withdrawn. That was for all time. You could not break your word. Now, my father had given his word, and now my grandmother gave the word. So she came back home jubilant. "Oh, Sharo, it is all settled. Baba says it's right." It's 12? Yes. Yes. So Baba, my father, had to go through it. My grandfather was very angry with my grandmother, very sad, upset. When he came to know of it, he said, "Golandun, how could you promise our little rose to this, you know, strapping man?" Because my father was big-billed. How could you do it? And she says, "Well, I did not know. It is done. My word is given. I cannot break it." But afterwards, my grandfather was really very happy. Because he realized the caliber of my father. He had not even seen him then, except at a distance. Anyway, so my father, all right, he carried out his responsibilities. He did not neglect his duties or responsibilities towards my mother or all. But at heart, all the same, even through life, through sansar, as we call it, he was always only with God. And that came through even to me when I was a little child. And as I said, I would see scales, you know. In one scale was father's what father said in one scale was what mother said, two different angles. They were just two different angles. Because they didn't get married till she was 14. So they were engaged.
And he was 40?
No, 35. He was about 35, she was about 14. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't know exactly by the month. But they were engaged. He put on a little silver ring on her finger, just as a token. She was still a child. So she would tell her little friends from a distance, she would say, see that big man standing there? See, he gave me this. See, isn't it pretty? Isn't it pretty? But when she did something, when she was naughty, like all children are, and my father would scold her, you know, sort of say, don't do that now, don't do that. And she would go to her mother and say, what's he doing here? What's this big man doing here? He wasn't here before. Why is he in the house? You know, get him out. So then they got they're married when she was 14 or a little more over. Then at the time that she was in hospital with Baba carrying Marwan, she had that dream, you know, about. And she had this dream that she was standing at an entrance with a baby in her arms, and I'm repeating her words. She said, there was a river of humanity, a river of men and women going by. Because not just a single line or a queue, but, you know, a broad river. And this, as if the whole world was there, every color, you know, there were black and there were white and there were yellow and all of them going by me. And as they went by, all their heads were turned. As they walked by, their heads were turned gazing on the child in my arms. They looked at the child and they all went on and on and on. She said it was endless till I woke up. It hadn't ended. It would just go on forever. And so she told her mother, she told Golandun about it. And my granny said, she said, oh, Shirin, a great person, very, very great, is to be born to you. And then she told my father. She said, you know, I had this dream. And my father said, Shirin, you don't know who's to be born to us. And then, of course, the interesting thing now, later when I would think about it, is that the delivery, the birth took place in a Jewish hospital, David Sassoon Hospital, built by a Jew. And when Baba was delivered, it's the Catholic nuns, Sisters of Mercy, who delivered him. And my father was from Persia, and my mother was just born in India. She was conceived in Persia. She was just born in India. And yet they were in Indian soul universe. Because my parents and parents' parents and generations, they're all Iranis, all from Persia. But they had to come away when my grandmother was carrying mother. And so when they got to India, she was born about 4 days after landing in India. My mother was born. And the reason for that was this persecution at that time by the Mohammedans. And there are lots of delightful stories and all kinds of stories, but that would take very long. So...
Can I ask a question, Mom?
Yes?
In later years, did your father ever precisely talk about, you know, what he knew of who Baba was?
No, he didn't say it. But his very actions, his very life. For instance, my mother, who was very intelligent, shrewd, and very observant, is an attribute that I lack. And she would say later to others, she never said it to my father, she said, you know, Shahrukh, he would get up every time Marwan came into the room. He would do it very inconspicuously, as everything that my father did was inconspicuously. But she said he would very naturally, for some reason, stand up. Every time Marwan came into the room, with respect, my father would stand up.
Even when he was little?
Yes. My father knew, always knew.